Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hear what happened in Colorado. One way or another, folks, I guess they're going to try to get Trump off the ballot or not allow Trump to actually be in the election, it looks like. But, folks, you know, there's been a lot going on with this all day on Tuesday. By the way, welcome to the Wednesday edition. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. There was a lot going on all day Tuesday after this very, very controversial ruling came down. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to nutshell this here real quick. Then we're going to unpack it. I think, of course, the Supreme Court of the United States is going to make pretty fast work of this particular decision. We'll tell you why. And as I said, we're going to unpack all this from the decision in Colorado on Tuesday from the Colorado State Supreme Court saying that Donald Trump engaged in insurrection and therefore the 14th Amendment Section 3 applies and he just can't be on the ballot. It's very serious. It is not a laughing matter at all. And I've got a kind of a different angle on this than maybe you've been hearing throughout the day. You know, we're going to cover the basics of it, but something else might be going on here, and it has to do with something that was said on MSNBC earlier on Tuesday, talking about, well, this really is a national security issue because we don't know what's going to happen now. So I've got quite an angle, and I think that you're going to be very interested in it. Folks, once again, welcome to the program. It is the Wednesday edition of the show, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be on the program this morning, if you'd like to opine about what's been happening on Tuesday vis-a-vis the Colorado State Supreme Court decision. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send me a direct message, you can simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you'll be off and running from there. In fact, we got one earlier today. This from Bill, listening in Colorado, and he says, good morning, my friend, from the socialist Marxist state of Colorado. I saw that, and yes, it did make me smile, and yes, it is an incredibly serious thing that's going on, but I appreciate the smile, Bill. I know what's going through your head, and we're going to be talking about it here on the program, of course, this morning. Also, welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer there in Tampa, Florida. Of course, everybody on AM 930, everyone along the GCN network. Of course, GCN distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. Thanks to everybody at GCN working so hard for us as well. We really appreciate that. And we appreciate you, the listeners. And it is chock full this morning, my friends. It is chock full. I'm glad that you're there. Thanks for spending time with us here. And so here we go. As we were just been talking, of course, the Colorado Supreme Court has now disqualified Donald Trump from being on the primary ballot. Now, there's a lot going on here in the sense that they have not stayed their own decision, but basically said, you know, this will stay in abeyance until right before the primary ballots have to be finalized in case there's a Supreme Court decision. Well, of course, I think there will more than likely be a Supreme Court decision in very short order in this. And no matter who you kind of turn to on this whole thing, you know, the judges in the Colorado State Supreme Court, you know, have really sort of you know, set something up here that is absolutely against what our democracy is all about, our democratic, right, our republic, basically. We have a representative republic, but it's colloquially referred to as democracy when it, because people go and vote for their leaders and vote for the offices and so forth, of course. But to now deny those very same voters the ability to choose someone to be on the ballot, to go forward and get the nomination, et cetera, no matter who that person is. Well, I think this is an absolute travesty by the Colorado State Supreme Court. Can somebody point to me where Donald Trump, or just candidate A in this case, you know, take Trump out of it, but point to a place, because you would think that a candidate, potential candidate, would have to have been, I don't know, convicted of insurrection or rebellion, basically, sedition, this kind of thing. There's been nothing like that that has happened. So in my humble opinion, what these justices have done is they've said, well, we just think that he did. We think that the 14th Amendment, Section 3, applies here. And it's just because we say so. Because in so many ways, this is so political in so many ways that it's not even funny. And by the way, see, this is where I'm going to kind of go with this as we start heading to the break here in a moment. By the way, when you get a court ruling that conservatives, for example, do not agree with, conservatives pretty much say, and I'm going to be just a little facetious here, they kind of say, golly, this is a really bad ruling. Golly, we need to appeal this ruling. You know, we need to go make another argument to the appeals court and maybe all the way up to the United States Supreme Court. And we need to get this decision overturned because the law is not on the side of this decision. Now, what happens sometimes when you get a decision that the far left doesn't like? Well, all hell breaks loose, right? They go to the justices' houses and you do this kind of stuff and you protest and you just basically throw a huge fit about the whole thing. Well, we're not going to be seeing fits being thrown, no matter what they might be saying over on some other networks. And when we come back, I'm going to elaborate a little bit. So, folks, Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about this morning. Glad you're there. Glad to be here. We're coming right back, by the way.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Made in America.
Listening to Kyle Woman.
The mood is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight. And that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Well, we're simply having a great time, a wonderful time here on the radio program this morning. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you have something to say about the Trump ruling or, you know, all the other news of the day, because we're glad to be here sort of as your nexus for news and political talk in the overnights across America. And once again, thanks for spending some time with us. And, of course, the number is 949-822-7959. Okay, so when we went out to break there, we were talking about this notion of, you know, how there are different reactions to rulings and so forth. But in this case, this particular ruling, I think, is really so flimsy. Now, I know that there have been political science professors or I think, you know, attorneys and so forth that have written some pretty extensive things about Donald Trump and January 6th and the notion of the 14th Amendment, Section 3, which talks about insurrection. And I know that there's been a lot of, you know, so-called scholarly work done on this, but really, it kind of boils down to the opinions of these judges, and it just seems so very political, as I was saying. But if that's where we're going with this, and you know, I'll get to this thing about the other networks here in just a moment. But let's just say for a moment that as a judge, you know, you can simply say, well, I think this person's guilty of thus and such. Okay, and just not even thinking about Donald Trump in particular, but just any, any person that comes across their courtroom, right, or this decision, this case comes across their desk, and they say, I think person A is just guilty, so I'm deciding on that, as opposed to deciding on the actual merits and this kind of thing. And even so, now to say, well, I think this person engaged in insurrection, engaged in a rebellion, is not, is working against the United States of America, this kind of thing. In fact, I think it's illustrative. I think it's illustrative here. This is what Section 3 says. No person shall be a senator or representative in Congress or elector of president and vice president or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States or as a member of any state legislature or as an executive or judicial officer of any state to support the Constitution of the United States, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same, or, this is key, or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. But Congress may, by a vote of two-thirds of each House, remove such disability. Now, remember that in the context of this, too, this came about after the Civil War. So you would have had people that that had engaged in rebellion, insurrection, may, you know, given aid and comfort to the enemies of the United States, and so forth. So in Reconstruction and in the aftermath of the Civil War, there had to be ways of dealing with this. And you notice that these things are incredibly serious, right? Insurrection, rebellion, aid and comfort, this kind of stuff. But Congress may vote by a vote of two-thirds to in each house to remove the disability. So there was also a mechanism there in order to alleviate that denial, basically, or that restriction. So, having said that, if you're a judge and you say, well, I think Donald Trump engaged in insurrection, therefore he can't be on the ballot, what is to keep any other judge from simply saying, you know what, Joe Biden has made such a mockery of, and we'll just pick on Joe Biden here, Joe Biden has made such a mockery of the border, that there are many bad actors who are coming across the border. We know that the enemies, you know, can send people across the border, this kind of stuff. It ultimately is tantamount to having an invasion. You know, you could call it that, or it's tantamount to dissolving our national security structure because the border just doesn't exist anymore, and therefore you are giving aid and comfort to the enemies of the United States. So you can say something like that, right? So that would be a matter of opinion. And so now, can you kick Joe Biden off the ballots in any other state where you can get some judges to say, yeah, I think Joe Biden is engaged in just giving aid and comfort to the enemy. It's really going against the United States Constitution. It hurts our sovereignty, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, now this is where this goes, folks. This is that slippery slope where it becomes so easy to make these kinds of things, to make these kinds of arguments. Now, on MSNBC, there was an exchange where we heard one of the guests there talking about the idea that now that this thing has happened, watch out, there could be a lone wolf attack. There could be a lone wolf attack because somebody's going to be mad about this. Well, I'll tell you this. I'll nutshell this here real quick. Then we want to take a quick call here. But it seems to me that the outrage is not really intended to be ginned up because of this ruling in Colorado. The outrage, I think, is intended to be ginned up when the Supreme Court says, nice try, this doesn't hold water, and no, you can't just say this stuff and then make a ruling. I think the Supreme Court will knock it down and knock it down in short order. Then, my friends, watch where the outrage is ginned up, and then now it would be a very, very serious problem we may have to deal with, and how people, quote, might react to this. Let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got Backgammon Bob. First thing this morning, good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yeah, the key thing here is one person. You can't have one person making this decision. It should be either by a jury or a group of judges. Otherwise, if you have one person, then they can simply be a political person, and also you lose any chance for discussion among people as to the different points of whether it is or it isn't.
Right. Well, then anyway, I think it was 4-3, right? 4-3 in the Colorado State Supreme Court. So they're saying, yeah, this is what we think. But to expand on what you're saying, yes, I mean, you can't just have a small group of people who never got voted for, as far as we know, right? Never got voted for to make this huge decision that is now being, you know, touted as, well, this is all these other states will start falling now. Trump won't even be on the ballot in most of them.
Right. I see what you're saying.
Indeed. Well, but you're right. See, our Constitution never intended to vest this kind of authority into somebody and just their opinion. You know, there are even, you know, checks and balances on the chief executive, for goodness sakes. You know, I mean, this is so crazy what they're attempting to do, and they're doing it right to our faces.
Well, you better be careful, because that door swings two ways in the future, you know.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. That's what I'm talking about. You could have a case that's brought to say Joe Biden has obliterated the border. Therefore, that's he's not upholding the sovereignty of the United States. This kind of argument, right? And then just go down that road and say, oh, guess what? He just got kicked off the ballot in Texas. Ha ha ha. That kind of stuff.
Do you think that ruling in Texas is going to stand?
Which one is that? Oh, the law, you mean, that they was signed
that
in?
That law, yeah.
Yeah. Well, to make it a state crime, we'll see. It's being challenged. I know there's already a group that's already filing a lawsuit against it.
Well, I think they just got to defy the government and just to say, look, we're just going to constitute all our own marshals and stuff, and we're going to act as a separate entity, and do what you can, but we're just not going to be evaded. And I think there's provision in the Constitution where states can defend themselves against foreign invasions because they're separate entities, isn't it?
Well, I believe that they can. If somebody's in the country illegally, and yeah, well, how haven't we seen states say, well, we're not going to enforce immigration law? That's the opposite form. We're not going to arrest them. But Texas is just trying to arrest them. Yeah,
a state under the Constitution, I believe, can repel against foreign invasions.
That's a very good question. We can definitely check on that. But they definitely have the ability to deploy their own forces if they have to take care of problems. But yeah, it's a good question, Backgammon Bob. We're coming up to the break. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Take care. All right, back Emma Bob, everybody. We're coming right back.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. Google has agreed to pay $700 million to states and consumers in an antitrust settlement. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says Google violated federal and state antitrust laws with anti-competitive behavior.
That includes preventing other app stores from being preloaded on Android devices. That means buying off companies who may have launched rival app stores to Google Play Store.
For the second time in U.S. history, an Air Force general is set to undergo a court-martial. Philip Stewart, who previously headed pilot training at Randolph Air Force Base in San Antonio, faces accusations of sexually assaulting a female officer at a base in Oklahoma. According to Bill Gates, a substantial surge in technology is expected in the coming year. Scientists will be dedicated to refining AI to bring about notable improvements. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas and
every That's right, Christmas is almost here, folks.
It's gonna be together.
I actually got some more shopping done, by the way. Which for me is pretty significant.
We're caroling through the
But, you know, basically, I think a lot of people are shopping online this year, of course. And when I was out there, I saw people out there, but it wasn't any kind of mad rush going on. So, but I do think people are doing a lot more online. How about you? Are you doing more online gift giving or gift shopping this holiday season? Or if you're going out to brick and mortars? And a lot of times when it comes to brick and mortar, it's kind of good to go out to some local places that might even be people just in your community that own their own shops and stuff like that. This time of year is a great time to do things like that. Just real quick, just to follow up on what Backham and Bob was asking about, what I understand, at the heart of the matter of this Texas law that where they can arrest immigrants and pretty much expedite the deportation process, that's what it's designed to do. What the challenges that are going to be brought and are being brought are going to be based on the Supremacy Clause of the United States Constitution, where you have immigration basically falling to the federal government. And so I think the challenges are going to be along the lines that this is a usurpation of the federal authority. Now, that being said, of course, why do they even make this law in Texas? And that is because at the heart of the matter for that is that the federal government is not enforcing the federal law. So you can also continue to sue the federal government and at some point try to get a decision that says federal government has to do that. But really what's happening overall is we're seeing this sort of setup for just more and more division in the country. And this decision in Colorado is an incredible indicator of this. You know, because what some of the reaction I'm hearing pretty much goes along the lines of, why aren't you letting people decide who they want to vote for? Because right now, it is a matter of opinion whether or not Donald Trump, and I've just put this out there because this is where the centrality of this is in terms of the Colorado case, and that is Donald Trump somehow engaged in insurrection, rebellion, because he was working to investigate the 2020 election, you know, this kind of stuff. It's typically referred to as trying to overturn the election and so forth. And there is no mechanism, by the way, to overturn the election. There never has been. And the election could not have been overturned anyway, as far as we can tell, because the election was done. It was done and certified and so forth. So that's all, you know, been done. But to claim that Donald Trump was engaging in insurrection, again, I think it's a matter of opinion. It seems to me that in the absence of any kind of actual legal proceeding, charges, a trial, a decision, this kind of stuff, it seems to me that the matter of opinion actually rests with the American voter. So the American voter is the one that's getting shortchanged here, because it's not just Republicans who want to go vote for Donald Trump overall in terms of these polls, but you're going to have some Democrats, right? You're going to have independents. You're going to have people out there wanting to make a choice. And when you start taking away the choice, and if you're, for example, if you're Rachel Maddow, I saw an article about her earlier that where she's basically talking about, well, you know, this could, you know, basically catch on in other states, I guess, could be disqualified in other states. You know, she's saying he could be disqualified not just in Colorado, but multiple states. The stakes couldn't be higher, she says. As you say, they define themselves as originalists. What does originalism mean? It means, in my layman's take on it, it's a fairy tale. But if you listen to the way they talk about it, there's no interpretation. Essentially, all they're doing is applying the language of the Constitution as the people who wrote that language intended it in their own time. All right? And then she says, I do not think the justices want just not to think of them as political actors, but I think we understand that they are and have politics that are in some ways quite discernible. So she goes on basically, but the idea here, of course, she says, I mean, I will just raise the one other issue, as I mentioned this before, but the idea of a healthy democracy, this is where it gets really interesting, folks. The idea of a healthy democracy, nevertheless, having some sort of disqualifying process, an adjudicated process by which some people and some parties are even prohibited from participating in democratic competition because their point, because of what they've shown, their track record or platform is anti-democratic in nature, is a thing. That's what she said. Folks, so who decides that? Can you simply say, well, I don't like Party B because Party B, I think, is anti-democratic. And so let's just get them off the ballot. You know, it's this kind of thing that suddenly, now, because I guarantee you, if this had to do with taking a Democrat off the ballot for dog catcher, there would be a major uprising and the media would absolutely be going apoplectic about this, saying you're taking away, you're undermining our democracy. So who's destroying the democracy, folks? Who wants to destroy the democracy? I think that is a legitimate, good question in response to this ruling. It really is. I'm very passionate about this. And maybe you can tell, right? But the idea, again, that you have unelected people basically saying, well, this is who you can vote for, this is who you can't vote for, that is the very basis of destroying the democracy, right? And so once again, you've got this whole thing happening with what happens to the national security. And I mentioned this interview. Listen here just real quick. This is actually, I think this is from Joy Reid on MSNBC. But take a listen to the national security implications of this. Let's listen in.
Joining me now is Frank Figluzzi, former assistant director for counterintelligence at the FBI and an MSNBC national security analyst. You know, and Frank, I asked for you specifically because a decision like this is both an interesting legal and constitutional question and one that will go before the Supreme Court. But it's also a national security question because we know what MAGA is capable of. We know what his supporters are capable of. This kind of a decision, what should we be thinking about in terms of the national security impact?
Okay, stop right there. By the way, so we know what MAGA is capable of. We know what his supporters are capable of. We know this. There's a national, and it's a very interesting, by the way, legal question. But at the same time, there's the national security implication. I don't know. Does Joy Reid remember anything about the huge riots where they burned down American cities? I'm just wondering if she remembered that, or was she on vacation? Let's continue.
Yeah, there's no question, Joy. I'm glad you thought about this through the lens of national security, because that's how I'm viewing it as well. Look, we're already at quite a high risk level in this country, largely because of Hamas and Israel. We've seen DHS and FBI issue numerous bulletins. They recently did for the whole winter season regarding large public gatherings. And what is that about? Let's look at that, because there's an analogy here. It's about the fear that some lone actor or actors will be inspired by Hamas, Al-Qaeda, or ISIS regarding what's going on in the Middle East. Similarly, as you said, we have a proven track record with Donald Trump and his rhetoric inspiring violence, even fatal to those who are executing the violence themselves, willing to die for Trump. And so the first thing that I think we're going to see happen is FBI and DHS is going to come alongside Colorado law enforcement, which, by the way, at the state level is very professional. Colorado Bureau of Investigation, Colorado State Patrol, they know what they're doing.
Got to come alongside them.
They're going to need help with intelligence here. And so we're talking about
intelligence.
The easy part of this would be to secure and raise security for the six petitioners in this case, as you said, mm-hmm. some Republicans, some unaffiliated. They need to be secured, as does the Supreme Court of Colorado, more than ever before, probably more than they're.
Okay, we got to stop. Okay, we got to stop right there. Again, now, first of all, you know, we are on this program condemn violence. We don't incite it. We don't call for it. We don't approve of it. But here's, and of course, he's trying to sound very serious. Now that they're kicking Trump off the ballot, or at least trying to, they're going to be inspired by Hamas now. That's right. The whole atmosphere is all about Hamas and terror attacks and stuff like that. We've already got these heightened awareness. Nope, this isn't where this is going, folks. This is not where this is going. Being scared of violence actually comes later when the Supreme Court throws this thing out. But yet, this is why it's the projection again. Oh, no, it's those MAGA. It's those people across the country. It's, you know, John and Jane Q. Public who might vote for Trump. Now we got to start labeling them as, well, they could be very dangerous. Nope, that's not where the danger is, folks. Stay right there. We're coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem?
Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. We're getting ready to do our Trucker Traveler Report here in just a moment. We've got a great song lined up for you as well this morning. But I do want to say this. When the Supreme Court, which I think at least at this point, from what we know about this case, this decision from Colorado, I think the Supreme Court is going to knock this down very quickly. Now, when that happens, the argument is going to go something like this. Well, look at Trump's Supreme Court. Look at this. These are Trump-appointed judges, and look what they did. You know what we have to do now? You know, we got to pack this court. This court is illegitimate. You know, this is another illegitimate decision from Trump's Supreme Court. And what do you think? They tried these intrepid Colorado Supreme Court justices. They try to do the right thing. They try to take Trump off the ballot. And now, look, the Supreme Court has put him right back on there. It's illegitimate. Okay, that's exactly what we're going to hear. I hate to say, but because you can almost write the script. You know why? You know why? Because when it comes to the far left, you know, decision-making machine, right? The ideological decision matrix that they consult, it just writes itself. right? It just, you know, don't even have to, and they don't have to spend too much time on it either. They can just make that statement and then go have lunch. That's kind of what they do. Okay, folks, it's time for a Trucker Travel Report. It's time to have our song of the morning here on this hour of the program. And this, of course, designed to keep you up, make you keep going, rev you up, get your blood pumping, do whatever we need to do to get you through the overnight hours. And this is a great little song. It's called You Make Me Feel Like Christmas. It's Blake Shelton, but also, of course, with the wonderful Gwen Stefani. Let's listen in. Stefani, we had the live version of that a little bit earlier in the month when we started kind of going wall-to-wall Christmas stuff here, and I don't know, I've been enjoying it. You know, it's kind of cool that the Christmas songs come along, you know, kind of once a year, you know, and you know, as I said, you know, we kind of go wall-to-wall with it. You know, there are radio stations that do nothing but play all the Christmas songs all the time, and it is kind of nice. Because hopefully, by doing this, we're trying to help it kind of feel like Christmas as well in our own little way. And it's a great honor to and a great fun, of course, to do that. All right, folks. So, well, let's take a look out there and kind of see what's going on in terms of the weather. Overall, we have a fairly quiet map in terms of alerts that are going on. We do have winter storm warning. This is going to be in central California up in the mountains. This is going to be just west of Mammoth Lakes, west of Bishop and Independence, Lone Pine. That's all coming down 395. And as you come down 395, it's a wonderful drive, by the way. I've made it several times. But, you know, you look over to the west and you've got this all these mountains that you're going along. And but that's where all that is right now. So it's going to be like between Mammoth Lakes and Oakhurst, between Bishop and Fresno, this kind of thing. So that's where that winter storm warning is. But in the Los Angeles, greater Los Angeles area, and then up near San Luis Obispo, we do have aerial flood watches coming online. Yes, even for yours truly here in Southern California, we're supposed to be starting to get some rain starting up on Wednesday, somewhere in the afternoon, at least in my area. We do have the hatches battened down. There's definitely hatches, and we've had to batten them down. But at any rate, folks, let's take a look at some of the precipitation going on right now up in Northern California. That's where we see a lot of it. Up near Redding, this is impacting Interstate 5, just in that area. Over towards Eureka as well, down through San Francisco area. And we also have some rain, maybe even rain mixed with snow, This is coming out of from Reno onto to the California side, starting a little bit west of Truckee and coming on down parts of I-80 there as you come through over to about Meadow Vista or a place called Colfax. So that's definitely coming across the interstate there. So you might even have maybe even some snow up in the higher elevations right now. So just be careful there. We got some rain and snow mixed in central Nevada. Down in Arizona near Phoenix, we got some rain happening right now. So be careful, be aware of that. Also, up near Boise, Idaho, we've got some rain mixed with snow coming up north of Boise, coming up I-84 right now. We're up near Caldwell, and that's going to spill over the border a little bit into Oregon. So, again, be aware of that. But in terms of a lot of the weather that we're going to be seeing, we know that we're going to have some storms coming up over the Rockies and the plains during Christmas weekend. So we'll keep you more up to date on that as we go through the next couple of days here on the program. And once again, heavy rain across Southern California and the Southwest deserts are also in the offing. And this, of course, has to do with the El Nino effect. El Nino is back, evidently, and that's going to be coming through Southern California this week. So be aware of this. And again, we have a lot of our friends and listeners up in the New England area, the Northeast, I should say. And, of course, a lot of people are still waiting to get their power back on. So of these different storms that that came through. Of course, my daughter's in Boston and is now home, and so that's good. And she actually missed a lot of that, or missed it altogether, basically, by coming home when she did. So, but at any rate, a lot of people are going through that, so we're with you there in spirit, and we definitely hope that all is well very, very soon. All right, folks, so once again, if you have and we did a great Christmas song here just now, but we love to play all kinds of different music for our song in hour number one and hour number two at this part of the program, this segment of the program. So if you happen to have a request, if you have something you'd like to hear, just let me know. We love saying by request here on the program. So just go ahead and head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And simply click on send Kyle a direct message, and we'll get that message and hopefully be able to accommodate such a request. And as I was just saying, we like to play all kinds of different music here on the show. And so hopefully you might have something particular that you'd like to hear as well. So once again, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. Click on send Kyle a direct message. All right. Well, we're going to start heading out right now to the top of the hour news. That's coming up. You're going to hear all of the headlines. We're going to pay a couple of bills, and when we come back for hour number two, we're going to continue to hit this hard on what's happening with this Trump decision, or this decision from Colorado regarding Donald Trump. There's other news of the day as well, and we'll start talking about that. And take your telephone calls as well, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. And we're going to come right back. So stay right there, everybody. We'll see you on the other side.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based off preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.